What? Yes. Another example of this is the NCSA biology workbench, which is a rich web interface to a whole set of biology programs. I would view that as a pretty interesting, I mean, it's a web. It's, again, it's a sort of customized set of interfaces to a large amount of public domain databases and programs for biology. So this is a pretty sophisticated example of using the web's information and compute capability. But notice there's no, this is coarse grain integration. All this is not, in the case of the HPF interface, the HPF did its own thing and actually could do its own thing without us worrying about the web. Here, this web interface is coarse grain software integration. We're not running parallelism, it's just linking PCs to databases as compute engines. You're not doing, so you're doing what I claim you can do. You can use the web to do coarse grain software integration. And you can do it to use user interfaces to fine-grain applications. Those are both very good applications of the web today, which are insensitive to any deficiencies.